change your mind to what God has said. Mm-hmm. Change your word that comes out your mouth. Mm-hmm. And that's when things come to pass.
Are you weighed down by depression and fear? Then don't miss today's Believer's Voice of Victory. Join Kenneth Copeland and his guests, Dr. Don and Mary Colbert, as they share how to step out of oppressive living and into the peace and freedom of God's love.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Let's have a word of prayer. We get right into today's Bible lesson. Father, we just praise you and thank you. And Lord, thank you for sending Dr. and Mary Colbert to this broadcast. We receive their anointing and we receive them as sent ones to us. And we thank you because their only interest in life is that we might prosper and be in health, even as our souls prosper. And we thank you for them, Jesus, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Doc, thank you so much.
Sure.
You know, I happen to be an insider here. I know how busy you guys are. And for you to come spend a week here and then another week next week with us,
oh,
praise the Lord.
We're
blessed to for you to be here.
Well, it's a blessing to be here.
This is just roaring around on the inside of me. In Hebrews chapter 3, this is a very bold statement, and it just saws right straight across grain of religious correctness. There's political correctness, but then there's religious correctness. And boy, that's where Christians get offended.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, their claws get bared over certain things they get offended about. Now, take heed, brethren. Anytime you hear some of the scriptures say, take heed, you better take heed. Lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. I don't have an evil heart. Now, don't get offended here, brother. But an evil heart of unbelief. The easiest way to fall into that is this. By his stripes ye were healed. Well, I know it says that, Brother Copeland, but now, wait a minute. Don't you start giving me that, because it just simply says, by his stripes you were healed. But, now, take heed. Listen to what you're about to say, because the Bible said one thing, you're about to say something else.
Contrary to God's word.
Oh, listen. You're getting on dangerous territory, and really, you feel like, emotionally, I've got a right to do this. No, you don't. No human does.
Amen.
If God said it, then believe it and deal with your emotions.
Amen.
I was 41 years ago, man, this still just sticks up in my thinking. I was in a meeting and I heard the word of the Lord say this in my spirit. I heard it. It was, somebody said, you mean you really heard it? Yeah, I really heard it. It wasn't audible. It was bigger than that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I heard it from head to foot.
Yes.
He said, Kenneth, the words, what, yeah, but, what if, are the badges of unbelief.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And when you hear that, or if it comes out your mouth, take heed, brother. What did that say? Take heed, brother, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief departing from the living God.
Yes.
When the word says something and you depart from it,
yes,
that doesn't look wicked and evil. It says, yeah, but brother, what is da-da-da-da? You better get your yeah, but out of the way.
That's right. Amen. You better line
your
thoughts up with God's word.
And you were talking about that yesterday, and I heard it again, man. Yeah, but what? Yeah. The badges of unbelief.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And when you were talking about when patients begin to say that.
Oh, I can tell within minutes. When a patient, I've seen over 40,000 patients over the last 25 years. I mean, that's 40,000 patients, but multiple times, many of these. And I can tell within minutes whether they have roots of anxiety, roots of depression, roots of offense, roots of complaining, murmuring, grumbling, roots of anger, hatred. You can tell just by their speech. For example, a person with anxiety and fear, they almost always say, what if this happens? Yeah, but. Those are the key signs. Also, horribleizing, awfulizing, catastrophizing. Whereas, and jumping to conclusions, thinking they can read your mind and know what you're thinking. That sets them up for anxiety and offense. The other thing, depressed people, they think with a negative mental filter. You can give them 100 compliments, but you say one word of potential criticism, maybe not true criticism, but one little thing that kind of irks them, they will forget all the words of praise and remember that one.
Hang on to that one.
They will think negative. They become pessimistic. Mm-hmm. These people many times are hopeless, helpless, feel worthless, and pessimistic. They always see the negative side of everything. They never see the positive. They always see the glasses half empty instead of half full. They see the red light instead of the green light. Everything is on a negative swing. Whereas the offended person, you can tell by their thoughts and their speech immediately. Well, she should be doing this, and he should be doing that, and he should treat me better, and my spouse should be doing this and should be doing that. They should be making the bed. They should be doing this. You can see the spirit of offense immediately. The complaining person, you know that. They start whining, murmuring, complaining. I love the story that Dr. Norman Vincent Peale told years ago. He said he was on a fast train between New York and Chicago, and he was on one of the dinner cars with this pleasant couple, and he was having the best conversation with this man, but then all of a sudden his wife piped up and started complaining, saying, there's a cold draft in here, and this grapefruit is bitter. And then he kept going on with it. He ignored it and kept going on with his conversation. And then a little later on, she piped up again. Oh, it's dirty in this car. There's some filth around here. And then the third time he was carrying on the conversation, this woman pipes in again with some complaining attitude. And finally, the husband turns to Dr. Norman Vincent Peale and said, sir, my wife is really a very kind woman. In fact, she's a manufacturer. And Dr. Norman Vincent Peale looks at him and says, manufacturer? What does she manufacture? And he says, unhappiness. Her own unhappiness.
No.
So that's what we're doing when we're complaining. We are literally manufacturing our own unhappiness, our own depression, the pit.
Dear me.
Now, what's interesting is the psalmist said in Psalms 40, verse 2, he says, he lifted me out of this horrible, now there's the word horrible in the Bible. He lifted me out of this horrible pit, and he set my feet on the solid rock and put a new song in my mouth, some translations say in my heart, a song of praise and thanksgiving to our Lord.
If it's in his heart, his mouth will speak.
Amen.
So it's both, in
Amen.
The heart and the mouth.
So
it?
What is happening, see, depression shares a common spiritual thread, lack of joy. Anxiety shares a common spiritual thread, lack of peace. But see, he's promised us his joy. He promised us in John 15 that we would have his joy to overflow and our joy would be full. He promised us in John 16, he said, no man can take your joy away from you. And then he tells us, as far as the anxiety, it's impossible for a true believing Christian full of faith to have anxiety because he says, be anxious for nothing. But in all things, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And then the peace of God that passes all understanding will keep your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. So the spiritual thread is peace. See, anxiety is overcome through the peace of God. And it says in Isaiah 26:3, I will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on me because he trusts in me. So we have to learn to get the thoughts of the Lord and then the attitudes of the Lord. See, Jesus promised us in Philippians 2, 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. That's what Paul said. We can have the mind of Christ. And so to have the mind of Christ, some translations say, have the attitude of Christ. In other words, the attitude, the feelings, the emotions
Think
of Christ.
Think like he thought.
Right.
Say what he said.
Amen.
Do what he did.
Mm-hmm.
And you get his results.
Amen. And I'll never forget with Oral Roberts years ago, we had dinner with Oral and Evelyn one night, and Oral was talking, and he says, you know what? He says, I listen to the words people talk about. Mm-hmm. He says, I know within 5 minutes what that person, if they're deep in the Lord
always,
or if they're superficial. He says, the first thing I listen for is how soon does that person say the name Jesus in their conversation. Many people never say the name Jesus. He says, so I know where their thoughts are. I know where their feelings are and where their attitudes are. But when they say Jesus and they speak about Jesus, all they want to do is talk about the Word, talk about Jesus. I know where their thoughts are. I know where their attitudes are. I know where their feelings are. And I know where their character is.
Do you notice that the majority of Christian people that are religious-minded won't ever speak the name of Jesus?
They won't say His name. They'll say God.
And Christ.
Christ. Or Christ.
Christ this,
they don't,
Christ
Jesus.
That.
Jesus.
Christ.
That's exactly
That's
right.
That's not His name.
No.
The power is in that name. Well, yeah, Brother Coleman, do you know what I mean? No, I don't know what you mean. Mm-hmm. Not that you don't say, you say, I think I know what you mean, but how would I know? It's Amen. Not what I think you mean, it's what you said.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get aware of that, you can't, well, there it is right there. Either make the tree good and the fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and the fruit corrupt. You can't separate them. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Mm-hmm. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart brings forth good things. The deposit.
Amen.
The man that put, what is a good man? Faith man.
Amen.
Right.
Full of love.
Now, an evil man, that's not talking about born again people. It's talking about people that are born again but
yes.
have an evil heart of unbelief. You've trained yourself to say, yeah, I know the Word says that, but now, Brother Copeland, you got it 99. So you've actually made a practice of renouncing what God said in favor of what you feel. Now, that is a setup. And I noticed it in the when God was teaching and training me how to get out of the depth of depression. Mm-hmm. And how do you get out of there? I noticed this. You come to a place where it is so difficult to say what the Word of God says. Now I began to realize what being stiff-necked is. I don't want to say God loves me. I don't want to say by His stripes you were healed.
Isn't that the truth?
But all you had to do was say it once.
Amen.
Oh. And the rest of that stuff, like Brother Hagin used to say, just melted like a snowball in the hot August sunshine.
Amen.
I mean, it just, and it was gone.
Amen.
And the joy of the Lord was there.
Amen.
It was so close.
Yes.
It was just, it was uncanny. It was so
Amen.
Close. And it's right there.
Yes. We often say, you know, gifts are given, but fruit is grown.
The fruit of the Spirit.
The fruit of the Spirit is grown through practicing the fruit of love, the fruit of patience. We tell people what you practice, you become. If you practice being impatient Amen. And rude and angry, if you practice being an angry person, you're going to be an angry person.
You but produce that
you
too.
Produce the fruit of
you
anger.
Produce it in the people. They get angry and mad at you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
I see
the
it.
fruit is grown. The fruit of the Holy Spirit is grown in our life through what we practice on a regular basis. And I have to tell you, one of the scriptures that I read, and it's concerning to me, is where the Lord said, there'll be those who will say in that day, Lord, Lord, did I not do many mighty works in your name?
Right.
Now, you can't talk about the works. They did works. But Jesus says, I'll say to them, I never knew you, you worker of iniquity. The word iniquity in the actual Hebrew means he who did his own will. He did not submit to the will of God.
Hmm.
Well, the will of God in our life is to submit fully to what His Word says. Mm-hmm. And it's not, with the power of the Holy Ghost, it's easy. Without Amen. The power of the Holy Ghost, it's hard.
Very hard.
It's very hard. Mm-hmm. But when you have that fruit of the Holy Ghost in you, that fruit can just come out and it can develop and it can be grown. And practicing kindness, practicing mercy, practicing forgiveness. You practice this. You practice being temperance. Temperance is a fruit.
And you can't pray for this. A lot of people think, oh, God, give
you
me temperance.
Pray that out.
You can't pray. This only comes from making the right choices and continuing to make the right choices.
And the first thing that has to happen is a decision, isn't it? You've got to decide
absolutely.
That God said this, and this is the way it's going to be, and I'm putting this in my mouth. I don't care what I feel like.
Right.
I know from experience, and so do you guys, that when your feelings and your emotions are up on the surface, they get there through practice.
Sure they do.
Whatever you practice.
That's right.
If they're up on the surface, you want those feelings to change before you change what you're saying.
That's not fair.
Well, I don't feel like anything good happened to me. What I got to be joyous about? Now, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You can't walk up to the fireplace and say, all right, give me some heat and I'll put in some wood. It don't work like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the key thing here is it doesn't work.
Right.
And to continue to practice that, thinking you're going to get something different, is the definition of insanity. That mm-hmm. is crazy. So the word has to come first.
Yes.
God said it, therefore I say it, and the feeling has to change. I cannot wait. I can't even ask God to change the feeling. And then I'll change what I say. He's already, when you come to him and said, change this feeling for me, the first thing he'll say is, all right, change what you say.
Then change what you're thinking. Because at the root of what you're saying.
You've got to try to follow here, don't you?
It's a thought.
Yeah.
See, Jesus talked about this, I believe, in Mark 7. He says, you know, when he talks about this, it's not the things that go into the body that defile man, but the words that come out of a man. For out of the heart of man proceed, first thing, evil thoughts. That's mm-hmm. the root. And so whenever you're feeling negative or whenever you're feeling emotional or whenever you're feeling depressed or anxious or fearful, this is simply thoughts that are contrary to God's Word that you're focusing on. And what we have to do is we have to go to 2 Corinthians 10, 4 and 5. We have to tear down these strongholds and these mindsets and take captive every thought according to the obedience of Christ.
No, I thought it said some.
No, every thought. Every thought.
Yeah, right. Now, James, you know, James was a half-brother to Jesus,
right.
and he's raised there in the house with him. Now, Jesus didn't do any miracles until the wedding feast at Cana, but he lived by faith all his life.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did.
Because he perfectly pleased God.
Right.
Now, in this third chapter of the book of James, he's talking about having bitter envying and strife in your heart, glory not and lie not against the truth. Now, he's recognizing here that people, you can get this stuff in you.
Mm-hmm.
But now, notice again, if you have bitter envying and strife in your heart, glory not and lie not against the truth. What did he just say? Shut up!
Mm-hmm.
Keep your mouth shut. Don't let that stuff come out your mouth.
Amen.
Why? This wisdom descended not from above. It's earthly, sensual, and devilish.
Yes.
For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom, now Jesus called the written word the wisdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
The wisdom that is from above, or the word, is pure, peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated. It's easy to put to work. It's full of mercy and good fruit. It is without partiality. Anybody can do it.
Amen.
And without hypocrisy. Now, this right here is where we are right now on this broadcast. Mm-hmm. I can't say I'm sick. I'm healed when I know I'm sick. Mm-hmm. No, wait a minute. If you say you believe the Word of God and you say you're sick, you're a hypocrite. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. You're back to the evil heart of unbelief. You're back to what you're thinking. Right. You're not doing anything with your thinking here. But for me to say that I am healed because the Bible said I'm healed, I'm not a hypocrite.
Amen. That's right.
I'm saying what God said regardless of how I feel. Mm-hmm. And when you get it, that's what Abraham did. He
agreed with
the Lord. Yeah, he considered not his own body now dead, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. But only that which God had promised.
And you said a very powerful, you said a powerful thing there. He considered
Hallelujah.
Not the deadness of his. He did not acknowledge.
He didn't agree with it.
He acknowledged that he was old. He acknowledged that he wasn't able in the natural to produce. He acknowledged it. So you're not saying that you don't acknowledge what's going around it.
Yeah.
Right. The Word of God doesn't say to be stick your head in the sand and pretend it's not there. But what it says is, once you acknowledge it, then you line up with what God's in.
This is a
Amen.
Higher
Amen.
Word.
Exactly.
It's a higher thought.
Exactly.
And I acknowledge that
yes.
above.
Amen.
My
right.
age, my feelings, anything else.
Right.
If God said I'm healed, bless God, I'm healed.
Right.
That's what I'm going to say.
And there's a lot of people.
That'll change it.
Oh, well,
right.
There's a lot of people come to me, they have cancer. They say, I can't say I have cancer. I say, well, listen, you may have cancer, but let's agree with what God's Word says about cancer. By His stripes, you are healed. And we believe what His Word says, even though the doctor's giving you a bad report, we're going to believe the report of the Lord. You're going to get on the side of God's report and believe His report.
And right here, you're not a hypocrite for doing that. You're a hypocrite if you don't do
right.
it. But here, this wisdom that's from above, oh, man. So right here, change your mind to what God has said.
Mm-hmm.
Change your word that comes out your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when things come to
Amen.
Pass.
And you enter in the blessing, because Psalms 1 says, blessed. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful.
You open the door for the very blessing of Abraham.
The scornful, who sit in that seat of the scornful, get out of the blessing.
My. What a week this has been, brother. Praise God. And Dr. Mary and I will be back in just a moment.
No matter where you are, if you have internet access, you are seconds away from life-changing answers thanks to the power of search at kcm.org. It's easy. Just find this keyword search block. Enter a word, speaker name, topic, or scripture. Search gives you instant 24/7 access to more than 40 years of revelation and inspiration from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Try keyword search today at kcm.org. Come to these exciting meetings. Venezuela Victory Campaign will be held in Maracaibo, Venezuela, the 3rd and 4th of September. Come meet Kenneth Copeland at the Sports Center Pedro Elias Belisario Aponte. The Behind the Mission Weekend in Orlando, Florida will be September 24th and 25th with Stephen Kelly Swisher at the Hilton Orlando Bonnet Creek. The 2010 Word Explosion Update in Columbia, South Carolina is the 14th through 16th of October. Join Kenneth Copeland, Chaplain A.L. Downing, and Bill Winston at the Columbia Metropolitan Convention Center. Be sure to come to the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign November 11th through 13th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Branson Victory Campaign the 3rd through 5th of March at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. For more information, call 800-600-7395 or visit our website at kcm.org.
Every Friday is offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, because years and years ago, that's what the Lord said to Gloria and me, you make every Friday offering day. And then He took me to this scripture and told me why to do that. Let him that is taught in the Word respond to him that teaches in all good things. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Now, Doc, this is right what we've been talking about. He that sows to his flesh, and he talks about over here in the fruit of the flesh, shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap Zoe, the very life
yes.
of God.
Praise God.
Now, the thing that happens here, the thing that you heard, the word that you heard taught, if you respond to that word by giving, you pray over it, you say, God, how do I respond here? And then you act on that, what happens? The word that got into your spirit then takes root. It's now yours. You receive it in Jesus' name. And that's when it begins, that root, instead of root of bitterness,
Amen.
Begins to grow in your spirit. And the very giving itself is that action. Now, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you by the Holy Spirit to reveal to your people what their offering is, this ministry and its part, what is their part of it? And they'll be obedient to you. And in Jesus' name, Father, we set ourselves in agreement for their prospering and their soul prospers and they be in health. And, I'm so thrilled on the inside today of what you're doing all over the body of Christ as people are strengthened and the power of God is released in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, your offering stays in the area where you are. You're part of the world. It doesn't. If you're outside the United States, it doesn't come into the United States. It stays in the area where you are to continue to minister there. Praise God. You know, hey, go to church this weekend, man. Get yes. it. I mean, get yes. it. Cause a revival or a riot one. Don't just be passive. Praise
right.
God.
Amen.
And get into that place where God has led you and be strong and vibrant. Praise God. Dr. Colbert and Mary and I'll be back next week. We're going to be at, hey, Kyle's going to yes. be with us next
Amen.
Week. Praise the Lord. We got a lot of good things to talk about, Doc. Mary,
praise
bless
God.
You both. Bless you. We'll see you then. Until then, remember this, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit our website at kcm.org. There you can purchase today's broadcasts on DVD or CD or a copy of today's product. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a resource of study tools designed to give you hope and help you find the answers you're looking for. You can also call our prayer line, 800-600-7395, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Have faith in God and walk in the blessing today. Monday on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
If we teach our children to eat right and to eat as a family a few days a week, just a few days a week, we have a much less risk of them going into alcoholism, drug addiction, sexual addiction.